is a great day of celebration in the church. It's as great as Easter. In fact, both celebrations are related. Pentecost will close the Easter season, but it's the beginning. It's the beginning of the church. We celebrate today the fulfillment of the promises of Jesus, of Christ, to his followers, to his disciples, to us. Everything that he promised to his followers were fulfilled through the action of the Holy Spirit. And through the action and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, our church was born and had prevailed until now. In spite of the sinfulness and infidelities of her members along the centuries, we have to recognize that in our sight we are weak, but through the Holy Spirit, the church, our church, survived until today. Then let us rejoice and be glad. We are happy that today we have trumpets inviting us to be happy and to rejoice. It's a day to rejoice and to be glad. The primitive Christian communities, the group of the apostles and the believers, got the graces and gift of the Holy Spirit and were able to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And furthermore, they were able to bear witness of their faith out of being afraid because they were threatened by the authorities. They went out without fear to proclaim the good news of the gospel. And that was only possible because of the Holy Spirit. We, the living church of Christ, we, his body, we have received also the graces of the Holy Spirit through the different sacraments in our life, but especially in baptism, confirmation, and for us, ordained ministers, our ordination to the priesthood. But in every sacrament, we can see how God is working through the Holy Spirit, and we receive those graces every time. Those graces are renewed in us. And today, in this feast day, once again, we ask the risen Lord to renew in us the presence and graces of the Holy Spirit, that he will enable us to be good witness of our faith and to proclaim the good news to those around us and to the world, as the apostles and first Christians did. We need that today. We need to share with others the good news of the gospel. And to be able to do that, we need the Holy Spirit working in us. We ask the Lord to renew his presence, that he may renew the face of the earth from all kinds of sins, from all kinds of actions against the human dignity and the dignity of the air itself. As we were saying in the psalm, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. We ask the Lord to renew his presence in us, to help us to renew in each of us our faith, our commitments, our principles, our convictions and motivations to build up the church and to build up the kingdom of God. Living our faith with love and sincerity. Even though we may find difficulties and challenges along the way, and we have found already many, I know by experience, and you also know by experience, that being a Christian is not easy, and it's a challenge. But even though we may find difficulties and challenges because of our human weakness, we must be open to the action of the Holy Spirit to help us to trust in the Lord. We ask the Lord to renew in us his presence, that he may renew the call to all of us to serve others. We are all invited for service. That he will renew that call in us to serve others for the common good of the living body of Christ, the church. As community of faith, we give thanks to God for all the volunteers that work in different ministries of the parish. And we ask the risen Lord to renew their generosity, their love for service, their vocation to share the gift and skills God had given them, and to bless them and their families. We must ask the risen Lord to call many more to serve him and his people in the different service and ministries of the parish, and especially in the vocation to the priesthood and religious life. We must pray in a special way for those who are going to be ordained transitory deacons this coming May 24. There will be four who will be ordained deacons, transitory deacons, to be a priest. And then there will be two who are going to be ordained in June. Perhaps you know some of them, Peter and Eric. I think they were here in the parish in the past, in any of the summers. So they are going to be ordained priests. Today is a day to pray for them, that the Lord will bless them and give them the grace of fidelity and perseverance. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Give us a spirit of courage and fervor. Sanctify, guide, and inspire us as we journey this moment of history. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.